With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Deal ratified at another parts plant. 97% of workers represented by Unifor Local 444 at Dakota voted in favor of their agreement. Dakota is the last parts supplier to ratify their deal, and the union says it includes new job opportunities for its members after the company lost its supply agreement with Stellantis to CPK. A contract reached at ZFTRW served as the template in talks. The union has ratified deals at ZFTRW, Avances, and HPBO in the past few weeks. Windsor police are investigating a fire on Friday night that put one person out of their home. Officials think the fire at Wheelton Manor Apartments on Glengarry Avenue is suspicious. The fire caused $100,000 damage. Two women, aged 40 and 37, faced charges after police caught suspects inside a home on Tecumseh Road East at Rivard early yesterday morning. They were alerted by a security alarm. When they got there, they heard a loud noise inside and saw two people inside through a window. They arrested one suspect as they left the home, and the other tried to run, but officers caught up with her after a short chase. Police have also arrested two more teenage suspects after another teen was attacked at a bus stop. That was around 8 at night back on March 9th on Howard Avenue. A 16-year-old boy was chased and assaulted by a large group of teens. Police arrested a 14-year-old on Wednesday and two more 14-year-olds on Saturday. The victim was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Israel's prime minister says calls for a new election from the U.S. is wholly inappropriate. The calls are from U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who's Jewish and a strong supporter of Israel. According to the Associated Press, Schumer said Benjamin Netanyahu had lost his way in the war in Gaza, and President Joe Biden agreed. And no big surprise here, voters in Russia re-elected President Vladimir Putin. The Associated Press says he didn't face any serious opponents. There were half a dozen cases of vandalism, including a firebombing at one polling station. Putin claimed 87% of the vote. The Wings lost to the Penguins 6-3. The London Knights beat the Spitfires 7-4. The Vipers eliminated Chatham from their playoffs with a 4-3 win in overtime, while Leamington won 6-5 in overtime against Georgetown. The 73s advanced to the next round after winning 4-1 against Blenheim. In the NBA, the Raptors lost 111-96 to the Magic, and the Pistons lost to the Heat 104-101. And in spring training, the Tigers tied with the Orioles 4-4, a split Jays squad tied with the Phillies 5-5, while the rest of the team beat the Twins 9-4. A chance of flurries today, windy and up to 4. Might get flurries tonight too, with a low of minus 2 that will feel like minus 8. And flurries tomorrow, windy and up to 7. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.